And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons is Chris Mensink. Coach, how's it going today?
Going well. Sorry we missed you last week with those Saturday games. That's a different schedule, but good to be back.
Yeah, great to have you here. Last Saturday, you guys get the win over BA 28-14, and then a short week, you take on another tough opponent in Randolph. You get the win last night, 29-8. Coach, 5-0 now on the season. Take us through that matchup with the Rockets overall and how you thought the team played.
Yeah, you bet. Like you said, the short week of preparation, and obviously BA and Randolph, they present a lot of different problems to your defense and a lot of different preparations. So I thought our defense played an outstanding team game last night. We had a little slow start in the first quarter. We deferred and kicked to them. They went 3-and-out. In our first possession, it was one play, and they had an interception. And then we forced another 3-and-out, punted. We tried to punt and snapped it over our punter's head and gave him a short field, and they took the early lead 8-0 against us. So got down early, but then scored 29 unanswered points. Our next drive, we came back with a touchdown. Our kids responded very well, didn't get their heads down, but a 7-play, 65-yard drive to get in the end zone there, and then the 2-point conversion was good. Dylan hit Bryce Corson in the end zone, Bryce carried the ball in the end zone for our first touchdown. And then he ran it in the 2-point conversion as well. So it was 8-8 tie at the end of the first. In the second quarter, Dylan hit Bryce Corson on a 49-yard touchdown play. Short pass, but Bryce made a great run, broke a couple tackles, and took it to the end zone. And then we got the extra point there to take the 15-8 lead into halftime. Receiving the ball in the second half, thought we probably played two of our best quarters in a row the second half last night. Our kids really executed. We didn't have any pre-snap penalties that we kind of overcame there that first half. But Dylan hit Bryce on a 47-yard touchdown to start the second half, and then Atlee hit the extra point. And then our final touchdown in the third quarter, Dylan hit Chase Christensen for 19 yards, and Atlee added the extra point for that 29-8 final.
A nice win there over Randolph, like you mentioned, 29 unanswered points against a very tough Randolph team on the road, Coach. So you can go through those offensive numbers. We must be pleased that when you're putting up a game like that against a tough opponent.
For sure. Like I said, our defense played lights out last night. Mm-hmm. We held Randolph 24 yards in the rushing department. They were running the ball early on us a little bit. We made a little bit of adjustment, and I thought that kept them pretty well in check. Our defensive ends did an outstanding job of containing that quarterback last night. It all starts up front, though. You know, on offense and defense last night, I thought our defensive line put pressure. Their quarterback has a great arm. I think he can throw it 50 yards plus in the air. He has got a lot of good targets. Their line is big. They got a 6'8" and a 6'6" kid and a lot of beef up front. But I thought our conditioning and our quickness up front really did the job and put pressure on him last night. You know, I can't say enough about Will Parker and Gunnar Benson and Henry Liu and Noah Rothering, and the list goes on there. Those guys that play up front just did a great job. Zach Craig. Did I mention Zach? Who else do we got here? There were so many guys. We got a good defensive rotation there in the front, and I thought they did a good job of that. And then on the back end in the coverage, we kept people in front, let them get behind, and made some tackles. So in the passing department, we did give up a few yards. We gave up 150 for 174 total on 51 plays that Randolph ran. So only giving up 8 points when we gave them that short field and we snapped it over our partners that our defense really executed. And then up front, on offense, again, our offensive line opened up some nice holes last night. We ended up with 69 yards rushing. We had a couple nice runs. And then in the passing department, Dylan had another nice ball game. 17 out of 21, only 4 incompletions last night for 281 yards and 4 touchdowns. And, of course, the one interception right away, his first pass. But recovered well and spread it around to many different guys last night. In the receiving department, we had Luke Hellickson with a catch for 8. Kyle Daniels had a catch for 5. Chase Christensen had 4 for 75. And the touchdown, Bryce Corson, 7 catches for 134. And the 3 touchdowns, and Jake Fischbacher had a great ball game with 4 catches for 59 yards. And in the rushing department, Kyle Daniels carried the ball 5 for 15. Chase Christensen had a carry for 30, a big third down conversion on a reverse. Bryce Corson carried it 12 times for 38, and Dylan O'Connor carried the ball 6 times for 14.
Solid performance, like you mentioned, all around there. Defensively, you hold a tough Randolph team to just 8 points and slow down their rushing game. Offense worked well, too. Coach, just an incredible performance, 5-0 on the season. What have you been most pleased with this team so far through the first 5 weeks?
Well, I think, you know, these kids' preparation, they work hard all week to prepare themselves. They spend a lot of time in the film room and at the practice field. They ask good questions. And they play well together. You know, it's a team game, and I think our kids are bought into executing their job and spreading the ball around. I think teams are having a tough time defending us when you're not one dimensional and you're able to do a lot of things and have a lot of ways and different spots you can go with the football. It makes it tough to defend. So Dylan's doing a good job of making his reads and spreading that ball around and taking what the defense has given us.
Chris Mensink with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. Coach, you got Kenny Wanamingo next week. What do you expect to see from the Knights?
Boy, they're having a great year as well. They got a big quarterback. He's back. He started for them last year as a sophomore. They had some size last year. So, yeah, it's going to present some other different problems for us this week. So it's our homecoming week. We're glad to be back at home after a long trip to Randolph and a long trip to Faribault the last 2 weeks. So, we're looking forward to that opportunity. Looks like great weather again this week. So excited for that opportunity next Friday night.
Chris Mensing with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. 5-0 on the season. They took down Randolph last night 29-8. Have Kenny Wanamingo at home next week, the homecoming game there for Fillmore Central. Coach, anything else you wanted to add in here?
You bet. Want to thank Benj and Christy Keeney, Matt and Abby Hellickson, Troy and Janet Christensen, Matt Gulbranson, and Ruth Liu for the wonderful pregame meal, and the Parkers and Corsons and Springers, Craigs, Shopskis, and the Ristows for the post-game meal. What a great atmosphere last night. Our parents always travel well. Randolph had an outstanding event last night. Their tackle cancer event raised over $48,000
wow.
for the Randy Shaver Fund. So Care 11 did a nice spot on them. And yeah, the goal for the whole state was $400,000, and they put up $48,000 last night. So
unreal.
Outstanding job by the Randolph community. They were great hosts last night. Also want to wish our 5th and 6th graders good luck this morning. They're at home in Harmony at 10 o'clock. If you're not doing anything this morning, go out and watch them play the Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. And our 3rd and 4th graders get their action started this morning with their flag football. So been a great week at Fillmore Central.
Absolutely. Again, Chris Mensing with us. Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. And good luck next week.
Yep. Thanks, Luke.